Lots of interesting art on display around town if you need a fix for your soul. HPR's Noe Tanigawa joins us on a speed tour.
So we're right about that.
We're starting off
downtown.
Downtown.
This is where people who are downtown maybe all day long, you can take a little break, you know, during the day and head even to maybe Chinatown Gateway Plaza. It's that big pink building, you know, at Nu'uanu and Hotel Streets. Can you picture it? Right across the park there next to Hawaii Theater. From noon until 1 o'clock every Tuesday, they play live music in there. And one day I went, it was Shoji Ledward, this guy who's playing now. It was great. Right now, inside the Downtown Art Gallery, they've got the Hawaii Hand Weaver's Hui and Ghislaine Chalk again. Beautiful weavings. She's got ones called Starry Night that is so simple and just really ravishing. There's some whimsical weavings there by Kathy Tosh. And people love the Hand Weaver Hui show that's normally at the Line Kona. Mm-hmm. This year, there's just selected members showing at the Downtown Art Gallery. That's going to be happening. Gee, they're open from 11 to 3 Monday through Friday. If you head over lunchtime on Tuesdays, you'll hear this live music. And they've got watercolors coming up next in that gallery. Brand new gallery downtown.
A variety of stuff.
Yeah, it is. And you know what? There's another great gallery downtown that people know about is the First Hawaiian Center. It's been there for ages. They just got a new group in there. And in the lobby, Hadley Nunez is showing her paintings. They're called Into the Fourth is the name of, and I wonder if she's meaning the fourth dimension here. You know, her themes are kind of the same they've been over the last couple of years, nature and the body. And you go and look at her paintings, Catherine, you feel you really want to paint yourself. Really, she talks to you in different visual languages. You look at the lines and you can read representational shapes. And then you look at other areas where they're just like lines cross-hatching. And there you just get the feeling of what the lines are and colors are doing to you. So think about that, reading in two different visual languages when you head over to see Hadley's things there at First Hawaiian Center. There's some terrific pots on the second floor by the Hawaii Potters Guild members up there, non-representational stuff. So it's super, super fun to see. You know, these guys at the Potters Guild do great work. Normally utilitarian wear, but Miley Iwata's there. Jisoo Kang Boggs is there. Esther Shimazu, you know, she helps here at the station so often. Harinani Oram. And it's all sculptural, a really different angle for the Hawaii Potters Guild.
Trippy stuff.
Kind of, you know. I showed you Miley Iwata's thing. It was that man with a cramp. It looks like a large dead bird. It's actually a person with a very prominent head and a wily side eye. So, I mean, I'm telling you, there's some really great stuff there. All right, Lauren Trangmar is having her moment here in Honolulu, I think. She's in the Honolulu Museum 21st Century Women's Show, and she's also got local favorites showing at Ars Cafe there in Montserrat. But when you go to Pig and the Lady there on King Street downtown, she's got a selection of 42 botanical drawings she's doing as kind of product labels for Aloha Green Apothecary, a cannabis dispensary. So I talked to Trangmar yesterday. She's had zero experience with cannabis when she started, but she knew that her kind of, you know, parchment paper, scientific illustration style, it seems to be imparting all this factual information. It could be really appropriate for this subject matter, and it is. It looks great in The Pig and the Lady. She uses super thin black ink pens, watercolors, some digital, mixes it all up. And she says she's a total research nerd, spent 4 months researching this cannabis before she started even drawing anything.
Wow.
So it's just so much fun. And a lot of the names are stuff you'd like to illustrate, like Skywalker Kush or Smooth Aloha Blue Skittles. I mean, she's illustrating these different cannabis strains. Normally, you can only see these things at Aloha Green Dispensary. They have her originals if you can get in there. But right now, they're showing at Pig and the Lady till the end of the month. And they're also reproductions at Fish Cake, so you can see them there if you want to. Really fun. You know, businesses that want to distinguish themselves are turning to artists to help them do it.
Yeah, it is nice to see that.
It really
is. You go in there for a nice meal and you're like, oh, this is cool stuff on the wall.
It is. They're really saying something different about themselves. And you know what? There's a reason now to go to Waikiki for art tonight, particularly. Satoru Abe, 72 years of creativity. He's opening it tonight at Luxury Row. All right, it's going to be open noon to 9 daily, complimentary parking and so on. I've introduced you to Satoru Abe before. He's 93 years old here. He was a member of the very first vanguard of modern artists that there were in Hawaii. you know, when he was growing up here in Honolulu, I mean, he says there was absolutely nothing going on. He went to high school, Grad McKinley. He says his eyes were still half closed. He got a job like all the other local guys, packing bottles and containers for Dairyman's Milk Company.
And then I worked there for 2 years, and just before that, I woke up, my eyes open. I saw the light.
How? When?
The light said, are you going to do this the rest of your life? I said, no way. So all my friends, my co-workers, I told them, I quit. I'm going to the mainland, come in artist. That's all it is. That's the biggest thing to start everything.
Well, what about your parents?
They didn't support me. I told them, I'm not worried, I'll send you money.
Oh!
I thought the street was, all you have to do is work, and there's money. But that's the beauty. The beauty is to be young, naive, and have a dream. That's all. That's all you need.
I mean, I want every artist in Hawaii, every young artist particularly, to hear this, because he is working hard right now to help the Hawaii State Art Museum be the institution that's going to be preserving your artwork, guys, into the future. I mean, and he's going to be there at Luxury Row from 1 to 3 every day. He's bringing his workbench in. Don't let the tourists have all the fun talking to this guy.
Yeah, I mean, you and I might not be able to afford things in the stores there, but it'd be awesome just to go see his work, because I mean, he's in his 90s. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, and talk to him. I mean, he's on it. You know, you have to, of course, you know, there are a lot of things you have to dream and so on, but this guy is smart. He did not get where he is, and he's willing to share everything at this point in his life. It's great to talk to Satoru Abe, Luxury Row, 1 to 3 daily, and they're showing his work noon to 9 daily, right. Complimentary valet parking.
He's a risk taker, but wow, look at his work.
Let's enjoy it.
Yes. All right. Well, gosh, that was like a whirlwind.
So glad you were here for it.
Yay. Yeah, but no, there's a lot to take in. There's a lot of really awesome artists in our community. Aren't we lucky?
We're
all
so
over the
lucky
state. Thanks so much, Noe.
Thank you.
That was HPR's Noe Tanigawa with some highlights of art exhibits now on display. Check our website for more info if you're looking for something to do.